You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
In Parashat Churat, it's called Mei Meriva. The outcome was very unfortunate that Moshe Ben Shalom was not permitted to go to Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbeinu Ha'chaim HaKadosh, Ben Atar, Zechuto Maran Aleinu, brings 10 matters, is a list of the 10, that what exactly happened. So now, the question is, why Hashem was angry? How come it was so harsh at the leader? 40 years you put your life, energy, time, and not only that, you have such a love for your fellow Jews. From age of 20, you ran away from Mitzrayim. 60 years you were away. So what happened? What exactly Hashem was upset about? It says in the Torah, no? Why?
You did not keep my name Kadosh. You should have.
Ah. So what does that mean?
If I asked you to do something in a certain way, I expected you to do it that way. If you do not do it that way, it means you are not following what I'm saying.
So simply means what? No, it's a very beautiful point. So this is in Torah. Ya'an lo he'mantin bi lehakdisheni. Ya'an lo he'mantin bi. What does he'mantin bi means?
He didn't believe it.
Yeah? What's the difference if you speak to the rock and gives water and hit it and give water? Is it different? There's no difference. Why? Because have you tried to speak to the rock or hit on the rock? The miracle is the
same miracle.
So if it's the same miracle, so why Hashem is so upset about the matter?
Why? Because Hashem asked him to do it in a certain way.
People knew?
No.
People didn't know. So if people didn't know, the purpose here is to give them water. So, you know, either without respect, you use your foot or your side or your elbow or your head. Your head is a good technique, no?
Come back to the crack open, it's okay.
No, people break, you know, bricks
daily.
With their head. So what difference does it make?
It's not to do with the people, it's to do with Moshe and Hashem. It has nothing to do with the people.
So, you know, just let it go. No, but when it says, Lohem mantim bin lehakdisheni, then it's not between Moshe and Hashem. As you said, lehakdisheni, it concerns the observer, the audience, right? So lachdisheni, that means the audience. Right, exactly as you said, Hashem said, you made the bad name off of me. That's what he's saying. Made a bad name? What do you mean? Now everybody knows, you know, it's not me, you know. When I hit the rock, so when it gives water, you did it. There's nothing to do with me. So now here, we have to find out how could whatever that took place erases everything, you know. You're talking about 40 years of resume. It's just, you know, this button, it's an unbelievable thing, you know. One. Harav Sofona says, what exactly if we, like, do a rewind, you know. It's very interesting, people, like a slow motion. So when you do rewind, so what did Moshe do? Like, the hold the staff, then like this. Okay. How long does it take? Second.
It takes 40 years.
1 second?
No. How could it be? Like this. So unbelievable Sephorno that says the action of 1 second erased whole 4 years of dealing with all these alilot. Wow, you know, man, melech gelim, avodah zarah, going to shamayim 3 times. This? How could it be? This? Right, so now exactly what Rosh Hashanah says, you know, of course you work hard, but I work much harder than you. The impression that you gave to Am Yisrael from me destroyed everything. You're not a good salesman. You know what it is? Yeah, that's a very, very beautiful question. And that is, the intention that Ibn Shalom had by speaking rather than hearing was two different things. Because his intention was, I'm saying that we realize that, of course, the outcome is the same. Ibn Shalom wanted to show Am Yisrael, you know, by your dibur, you can make things happen, not by hearing. That was the intention Ibn Shalom had. But here, you can destroy everything, a work of years and years and years and years and years, but the impression that you give to people about the place, about your work, about your community, one action, that's it. You destroy everything. What do you mean? This is Baba. He's Moshe. He's my worker. He's you know, he's part of my staff.
He's the head of my staff.
Fine. Yes. But here Hashem says, I'm sorry. You destroyed everything now. That's it. Now they know me in a different way that I was supposed to be known. You made a bad name off of me. I cannot fix it anymore. Yan lohem mantim bi lehartisheni. He doesn't say you got angry, you all of these things, all the 10 lists that Hamel Adosh brings. And here we see a beautiful thing that without even realizing, paying attention, you can make a move, you can say something, you can act in a way that just destroys everything. That's it. And no matter what you did and you do and you know how you think, you know, you're the greatest and greatest and you know, whatever you are, doesn't mean anything. And here is somebody will think, what did I do here? Well, the staff actually, it was not a regular staff. It was Aharon's staff. It was full of almonds. It was an almond staff. So he wanted to tell him, here, see, this rock is not as worse than this staff that gave almond. We didn't do nothing to it. So that's why, how can Yarar explain? He says, Lifnei Hashem, take this staff, Lifnei Hashem, because the dry wood gave almond. So now, dry rock also can give water, even by speaking. You don't need to hit it. You don't need to hit it. And that's what the whole purpose was. That people will see that Ibn Shalom is able to bring about miracles. So now, the profile was erased. The resume didn't exist. So now for him to go to Eretz Yisrael, nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about. Why? One action. Of course, we're not in that level, and we can never be on that level. But here, the point here is that we should give it a thought always. You know, it's going to happen. I'm going to say this. I'm going to move this. I'm going to go out. I'm going to stay out. You know, I'm going to leave soon. I'm going to come late. What's going to happen? Well, what kind of impression is going to give? The same way that when you run your work, every member of the staff presents your work. When somebody walks in, he doesn't say, you know, Mr. This and That, so, you know, act like this. He says, the institution, the work, whatever the business is, they're like this. No, it's not true. This person has a problem. You know, has nothing to do with me. It's your worker. It's your worker. It's a member of your staff. So that means it's you. That's what Ibn Shalom said. Yan lo emantim bi lehakdisheni. Lehakdisheni. That's what the whole point here is. It's not here. We have a mission to lehakdish the us. What is it to talk about? What is it to talk about? The Jews are like this.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.